Well, all set for your trip to California.
Yes.
You know Mrs. Caprow, is your sister?
Mrs. Caprow, yes, yes.
You could get Mrs. Herb Caprow. She is the wife of Herb Caprow, the father.
She's my mother, but she's, you know, exceptional, but that's the kind of question. Have you liked this letter from the chairman of the executive committee of Bausch & Lomb, saying that the picture which he had requested, the one taken in San Clemente of the two of you, because he had formal one, had arrived. He knew it was there, but hadn't got back from vacation, and they have put it up. They're keeping his office as it was. He had a lot of memorabilia of you. It was just very clear. So you would have that one that neither of you like, but the people who are close like. But it was such a nice letter that they thought about it. I saw John Alexander a few minutes. That he was very good. He looks fine. He looks very fine. He's thin, but he looks good. And that's a letter from Arthur Burns, a letter from Dr. Levy attached that you might find. He just talked about strengthening the international monetary fund or something. You know, actually, other than Pat did mention that Helene is getting to be a problem because Helene's trying, well, actually, like, wanted to come here for Thanksgiving and bring her mother just to get out of her own problem.
Come here?
Yeah, I didn't think she realized. Yeah,
I couldn't believe you.
The other thing she did was she wanted to go to Africa with her. And she even sent in, like, a resume,
Jesus Christ.
Which Pat said was so embarrassing because she said she sent in a resume. And she said, well, Pat's saying she's such a great friend and all, Pat doesn't want to accept with her.
What do you think is the best way to handle it? Maybe it's because she's got to have her down.
She's got to have her down.
For dinner, but I guess that's the best thing. Maybe one of those things, but I can take it worse even.
Well, I really think that the thing about Saturday, isn't it, the dedication?
Yes.
That she's so proud of that, so we have to get out of there because you're leaving. Well, you leave Saturday morning, I guess. I mean, they...
No. The main thing is you're going to be in the house together. And I think you said that I think they should come for dinner. And I do think you should give them a movie. I don't know. That's my problem.
I know, and they won't leave right away.
I won't see. So put a movie on, and then right after the movie, I'll go to bed. I'll say, well, it's a midnight. I'm sorry. I'm going to prepare my remarks for tomorrow. I'm just not going to allow it. And Jack will say, but I want to talk to you. And you, that's when you've got to step in. I don't know how you're going to do it. But I was
going to say, well, the block came away from you. He won't know you're going to do that that fast, maybe, although he's pretty sharp at watching.
Well, I will, of course. I'm just sort of...
Oh, well, you just got to really talk to go.
As a matter of fact, I'm just about... I just slip out.
Well, I think you could take an idea to get up early and go, you know, to do my remarks.
I got to go over there, Mike.
And we can stop here from going
there. Remarks, and then...
And I'll tell Walter, too, that he'll be...
Which is fine. But Pat now sees.
Which I understand was a real mess. She took that Mrs. Reader with her.
Betty, what happened?
Well, you know, I mean, you really, she's sort of a pain in the neck. I don't know if you know Betty really very well.
Well,
she is a pain in the neck. Well, the rest of it was just sort of not pleasant for Ray and all.
Ray was there?
Ray.
He said that the Raiders were bad.
That's Bill Silver told me.
Oh, God. Johnson, Betty Ritter, and Bobby Lynn.
And I think some other widow, maybe she's from along. I'm not sure. But Betty Ritter is, and you have Lane next to Sunrise, and that's a Ritter, she owns it.
Because they're sort of cheap. Anyway, what I was going to say is that this idea of,
well, you see what it is, it's very like my comparison, and she hasn't seen that much like that.
Which is all right. She, nobody can be worth a damn, that's for sure. She had one hell of a time, whatever she could do, to drive her up the wall. And Julie, too, same thing. Julie was there, but Julie didn't go.
She's jealous of Julie. Because you know, all she's done is not Patricia lately. And last night, then after, I guess it was after May or before, then she said, well, you know, Patricia's stuff is good. And I said, yes, she is just amazing. I said, she does a magnificent job. Then she started, and then she said, well, you know, the whole thing is that no matter who does it, I have to do the work. I'm the one who has to do all the work on Julie, and I do this, you know.
Well, she has to do that.
I think you have to stick to that not having them stay overnight because once that starts.
It's an absolute argument, and that's everybody. That's everybody. I'm not going to let these two compete. It's perfect.
That's
but you know, I'm not going to have to run jobs and everybody else. You're still going to be by overnight. This guy's on our course.
Well, she's bad. And also, even if she weren't.
Donna's and President Booth were in the house, and I talked to them on the other day. Of course, I'm going to call and see their house. I think what I'll try to do is try to bust over there sometime in the morning. I just can't get involved. I mean, the one thing would just try to pack right up the wall and have to go over there and there, you know, and Don. And me too, frankly. I mean, it's just not the cards. It'd be horrible for her.
She might ride over with you in the morning and see or something. She might not.
I can go.
But you should tell her you're going. She wanted to see it. She probably doesn't.
I'd follow an entirely different tactic.
They're close.
Or can be in place also and say bye. And then all of a sudden, of course,
then she wants to
go. Starts to get the deal, well, maybe I should go. What are people going to think if I don't? But I really believe in this business of all the things they can do. It's just...
It's exhausting, aside from everything else.
They're going to check and see what they do for what they do.
Yes.
Well,
you see, as soon as you have your date set for your meeting to talk about that, if it's Sunday before the 18th and 19th, you might be meeting with, didn't you think you might be in the Bahamas or wherever you're going to be?
I'm here. I'm not looking for it. I'm thinking about that. I'm going to take out more time support, maybe the first preparing these various things.
Yeah, now you come back from California on Wednesday, right?
This time we will be here. That time I was looking for more. Maybe I can skip that.
To know our Sunday, to feel the church, yeah, I think that's a big
there'll never be any snow in San Clemente. Okay. Bye.